And in Hebrews chapter 8, the writer of Hebrews actually quotes Jeremiah. And he says in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 8, "For he," that is God, "finds fault with them." That is, God finds fault with Israel. He saw they were blind. He saw they wouldn't obey. "Behold, the days are coming," and now he's quoting the Old Testament, "when," declares the Lord, "when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant." The reason this covenant will be different is that the people who I break this covenant with, they'll actually keep obeying me. They'll actually keep continuing with me, not like Israel, who just flickered around, obeying inconsistently and mostly disobeying. "For they did not continue in my covenant, so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds." I'm going to make them love what I wrote. Make them want to do it. "And write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." You know, many Christians have this concept that at the bottom of their heart is sort of this yin and yang of good and evil. That at the core of them is sort of this mixed reality of good and evil, a black dog and a white dog. You're kind of half bad, half good. You used to be all bad, now you're half good, half bad. I wonder, does that line up with the scriptures we've just read over and over again? They will love him with their whole heart. They will love him with their whole mind. They will see him. They will see his glory. They will know him. Beloved, is that describing Christians? You bet it is. Now, Ryan, you must be saying that Christians don't struggle with sin. Anyone here know me? Okay. Christians struggle with sin until they do this. Quit breathing. But the person struggling with sin is a Christian. There's someone who doesn't want to sin. There's someone whose whole heart loves God, whose whole mind loves God, whose whole spirit loves God. And though they battle against the world and the flesh and the devil, and they can easily be tricked and deceived and fall, they are new to the bottom of their being. If God looked over this first creation and said, "It is very good," I'm telling you, when he made Christians, he did not say it is mostly good. The greatest reality as a Christian is for you to become you. This summer, I found myself struggling with anger. And God's granted a lot of victory in my life regarding anger, but this has been an area that's, if I'm going to fall, that's where I'm going to fall. And so I grabbed a biblical counseling book on anger. It's a very good book. And what I love about biblical counseling is biblical counseling says, let's define the problem biblically and let's solve it biblically. Let's do both of those. That's so good. I love that. And this book really helped me. Probably the number one way it helps me is like your wife's like, "I'm so glad you're reading that book." But along the way as I'm reading, and there were so many good things in this book, it's telling me, now here's the reason you have a problem. Your heart is desperately wicked and evil above all things, which is from the book of Jeremiah. Really? Really? If my heart is desperately wicked and evil as all things, I have as much chance of obeying as Israel. I need a new heart. And I got news for you. I have one. God made me new. He saved me. He took my heart that was always bent on evil and only desired evil continually all the time. He took that heart out of me and he gave me a heart of flesh. Now, I have fallen on my face so many times, I wouldn't even want to tell you all of them. Because I still stumble in many ways, says James. If I told you I was without sin, I would be deceiving myself and the truth would not be in me. But I tell you what, the me who's fighting is new. And I am not helped in the fight by having that called into question. And so the best biblical counseling will say, let's define the problem biblically. Let's solve the problem biblically. But if we're dealing with a Christian, we need to be telling them, you can fight this fight because you're new. Because you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And seeing you see. That's glorious. That's good.
This was an excerpt from the full sermon, Old Promises of a New Covenant, by Ryan Fullerton of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky.